Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome back to EV News Daily, and welcome to a special bonus podcast looking at a turnaround in the United States EV market. General Motors just released their results for the third quarter of 2024, and I'm sifting through them and realizing they tell quite a story of a remarkable turnaround in the EV business. This is a turnaround that could be a sign of things to come. Have they got all those production issues in the rearview mirror, or will GM go back to struggling to eat into Tesla's dominance? Well, after years of promising to bring compelling EVs to market for so long, GM's EV volumes were basically driven entirely by the Bolt and latterly the Bolt EUV. Those were cars built on aging technology and have now been sunsetted. There's new versions coming. I'll get onto that. But they had to prop up GM while they developed their Ultium Cells partnership with LG. I've done plenty of podcasts in the archive all about those factories, the investments, where they're built, and all that. You can listen to those if you want to, but that's not one for today. That project, though, saw plenty of investment. I mean, significant investment. But it stumbled and stalled as the production ramp-up was plagued by teething problems. On today's podcast, we'll explore how GM had a 60% surge in their EV sales, reaching a new record. We'll understand GM strategies and the growing consumer acceptance of their EV offerings. I'll remind you about GM's range, which ones did well, not so well, and also talk about GM's plans for expanding the EV lineup, upcoming models and investments. And finally, we'll get to some insight into the challenges the GM and their battery cell partners faced in getting those cells out of the door and why that could be the key to this turnaround. Okay, let's start with some background then. Mary Barra, the CEO of General Motors, famously went on the record to say that General Motors would catch Tesla in the US EV market by 2025. Well, we're 3 months away from that. And if you give her to the end of 2025, because she wasn't clear when she said it, well, then you're 15 months away from that. But she did say in October 2021, during an interview with CNBC, CEO Barra said that GM can absolutely catch Tesla's EV sales by 2025. She expressed confidence in GM's ability to compete, predicting, and I quote, "I am very comfortable because when people get into these vehicles, they are just wowed. So we will be rolling them out and we're going to just keep working until we have number one market share in EVs," end quote. Well, I can't wait to make that podcast, but today's not that special edition. They're not number one in the US. And Tesla, which has come down as competition's increased, that's understandable, from 70 to 60 to these days about 50% of the US market, still isn't being troubled for that number one position, at least in the US. Now, this statement was part of GM's strategy to launch 30 new EVs globally by 2025. The company also announced plans to invest $35 billion in electric vehicle technology from 21 to 25. And what came next, it has become somewhat of an internet meme these days, particularly to the amusement, I must admit, to the Tesla fans that I see on the forums and on Reddit, because President Joe Biden made the statement, "You did it, Mary. You electrified the entire automobile industry." It was during a speech at GM's Factory Zero. It was, I remember it well, November 17th, 2021. And it has gone down in legend in certain EV circles because, well, I mean, it was a ridiculous thing to say at the time, and it hasn't aged particularly well. The speech was given to mark the signing of the bipartisan infrastructure law, and I appreciate that the script writers, I'm sure President Biden doesn't sit down and write every word that he says from a teleprompter, from an auto cue. So I get what the script writers were, what his people were trying to get at, but I think they over-egged the pudding slightly, don't you? I've gone back and dug the quote out today, and he said this. And I quote, "Mary, I can remember talking to you way back in January about the need for America to lead in electric vehicles. And I can remember your dramatic announcement that by 2035, GM would be 100% electric. You changed the whole story, Mary. Wherever you are, there you are. You did it, Mary. You electrified the entire automobile industry. I'm serious. You led, and it matters, in drastically improving the climate, by reducing hundreds of millions of barrels of oil that will not be used when we're all electric," end quote. Well, like I say, it was met with laughter at the time from the EV industry, because there's no way that in 2021, in any sane way, the General Motors, and with all respect to a great CEO who, and plenty of GM fans rate her incredibly highly because she continues to deliver in terms of the bottom line and the business, GM is in a good way. So you can't say that she's done a bad job. But that attribution of the CEO, Murray Barra, electrifying the automobile industry, somewhat amusing. Particularly, this was at a time, remember, when those conferences, those get-togethers at the White House were being held with CEOs from various OEMs. Elon Musk not invited. Tesla was never talked about. It took a long time for the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, to then start talking about Tesla. And I think Biden eventually said the Tesla word, eventually. And of course, these days, you know, Elon's politics are much more, he wears them on his sleeve now. But at the time, it was kind of crazy how Tesla were left out when they were, like I say, 70, 75%, I forget what it was, I can look up the numbers, of the entire US EV industry. And here's GM getting all the credit. So, what just happened today? That's your background history lesson. General Motors just reported their EV sales surging by 60%. So a new total of 32,195 pure EVs sold in the last quarter. This significant increase highlights the growing interest in GM's EV offerings, underscoring the company's successful implementation of their EV strategy. The surge in EV sales is interesting in the context of GM's overall performance in the car market. Well, actually, the US light vehicle market, to be specific, actually declined by 2% during the same period. So this discrepancy illustrates that while overall vehicle sales were slowing, didn't have a great quarter at GM, their electric vehicle segment not only bucked the trend, but thrived. So why? Well, I'll tell you. The ability to achieve such growth in the EV market is not only a favorable market response to their models they've now got out, but also the effectiveness of, you know, their marketing, their production strategies, nailing the Ultium issues that they had to get the sales in the vehicles, and hopefully, ultimately, that communication that comes all the way through the dealers to the end of the customer. So let's talk about market share gains then. Alongside increased sales, GM had notable gains in EV share in the United States as of Q3. The market share was 9.5%, up from 7.1%. Capturing, you know, let's round it up. That's a 10% share, right? Capturing nearly a 10% share of the US EV market positions GM in a really strong position heading into the end of the year. Now, Ford's Q3 EV sales were also up 12%. 12%. We just got the data come through this afternoon, and Ford reported a 12% increase in electric vehicle sales for the third quarter of 2024. And that's great, right? Because they needed to strengthen their position too. They sold 23,509 EVs during the third quarter. Ford sales were boosted by the electric F-150 Lightning pickup, which had a 104.5% increase to 7,162. The Ford E-Transit was the top-selling electric van with 2,955 in Q3. And despite some slower growth in EV sales this quarter compared to the first and second quarters, Ford's EV sales are still on track to be a record year. But it wasn't enough, because GM now leads Ford in EV sales, both on the quarter and for 2024 year to date, with 70,550 EVs sold at GM compared to 67,689 at Ford. So, you know, only 3,000 or so difference. Now, it's enough for GM to claim the number two spot behind Tesla in the US. And they did it by 3,000 vehicles year to date, but they got the bragging rights to be number two. Now, let's talk about how they've done it. How have GM started to tell this turnaround story? GM's achieved this success with a portfolio approach that addresses the demands of consumers across different segments. This approach ensures that GM appeals to a wide range of buyers, from the entry level to the luxury market. Let's get into the vehicles. So, a big one, Chevrolet Equinox. The Equinox has emerged as a standout model in the GM's electric lineup. In many ways, it's the new Bolt. In the first full quarter on the market, the Equinox sold almost 10,000 units. And that's really impressive for GM. This figure accounts for a third of their total EV sales in Q3. The Equinox EV success stems from its combination of affordability and practicality. It's a desirable option for many consumers moving to EV for the very first time. Similarly, the Chevrolet Blazer EV, after overcoming a challenging launch period, now appears to be gaining traction. And that wasn't far behind the Equinox. That's about 8,000 units to the Equinox's 10,000 on the quarter. And the Blazer did get off to a bit of a ropey start. The software didn't work too well. Some of the initial EV reviews, I think it bricked itself for InsideEVs.com, had to get towed back. And that's a PR vehicle that's meant to be pretty well sorted. And so stop sale on that, get it fixed, get it back to customers, and it appears to be fine now. Let's talk about the Cadillac Lyriq, that is GM's more luxury electric SUV. That wasn't far behind Chevrolet's Blazer. The Lyriq, again, a more luxury proposition, 7,224 on the quarter, more than doubling its sales compared to the same period last year. And what about those that are really splashing the cash, a whole chunk of change on a Hummer? That's doing really well too. 4,300 deliveries in Q3. The Hummer EV tripled its sales compared to the previous year. Silverado, not so great. GM's new entry into the electric pickup sold about 2,000 units, but they've got some new trims. I think the LT trim comes out in the next 3 months on the Silverado, which will help it reach new audiences. And GM's ongoing commitment to expand their portfolio is evident, not just in the sales figures, but in the variety of vehicles that it offers. You've got the GMC Sierra EV, the bright drop vans as well, all selling. Now, let's talk about how they're expanding accessibility. By offering EVs across all these different price points, what I called the portfolio approach a moment ago, GM is addressing one of the primary barriers to EV adoption. And at the bottom of that, at the minute, is the Chevrolet Equinox. Because like I say, Bolt is off, but Bolt is coming back in a totally new form, but they're keeping the Bolt name. But for now, the Chevrolet Equinox EV serves as a prime example, starting at $35,000. But you factor in tax credits, we're not even getting into local and regional incentives and credits, but you factor in the tax credit, it's a $27,000 vehicle. And that approach has positioned the Equinox as America's most affordable EV, capable of covering a long distance, like 300 miles of range. Now, GM's focus on that affordable end of the market with the Equinox is particularly relevant when so many consumers, data point after data point, say that they felt priced out of EVs. So, how are GM going to attract new customers? What are their future EV plans? How have they solved the issues with Ultium? And what does it all mean? I'm going to tell you in a moment. Stick around. Back in a bit.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Well, if you're listening to the Patreon feed, the ad-free feed, you didn't hear any ads. But if you were listening to the ad-supported free feed, then you know that the podcast will always be free online. I do put some ads into that. Depends on your IP address, in terms of how many you hear, what kind of content. I don't know, because thousands of listeners around the world, and my podcast host, you know, inserts them where they do, according to what adverts have been bought by different clients and stuff. So I don't know. I get, you know, a check at the end of the month, and it's a little bit, but it really helps. The Patreon is where it really kicks off for me, though. It really pays the bills. Got a couple of hundred people there who support the podcast regularly. And you, if you want to gain access to the treehouse, come and hang out with the rest of us. We'll all bunch up a bit. There's room for you. You go to patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. You can be a free member if you want to, but if you want to be a producer or exec producer, this is what I do now. This is my entire living, is spreading the word about EVs and trying to cut through all of the noise, both good and bad, actually, and just present the information that you need to know in a really succinct, concise form every single day, with these special shows in here as well that take a look at various bits of the market. Thank you to everybody who supports on Patreon. Let's talk about the future plans at GM then. One of their achievements has been to have this rollout of vehicles. Now, they will introduce 10 electric models very soon, a total of 10. And when these models are on the market, I'll get onto them in a moment, some of them, it will make them the most diverse EV offering in the US market. It might already be one of the most diverse. Upcoming models like the Cadillac Optiq, like the Escalade IQ, they do arrive. I mean, deliveries begin in Q4. Of course, there's the iconic Chevrolet Corvette name. That will arrive sometime in 2025. That's obviously going to be, you know, very high performance. We're looking forward to what they do, using all the best bits of the GM Ultium platform. And of course, there's the Bolt, which I mentioned as well. The revival of the Bolt from the next generation. I told you recently on this podcast how they're winding down and retooling the old Malibu lines, where they're going to make the Bolt. And that comes back with Ultium technology. Nothing to do with the old Bolts. That's gone now. But they're going to keep the name. It's a really sensible thing. I don't know about pricing on the new Bolt. I mean, we're talking looking at, you know, $27,000 for the Equinox-based trim without any other incentives. And so, what price can they bring the Bolt in at? Similar price to Equinox? Be a cheaper vehicle, possibly, with a smaller, you know, smallish battery? I can't wait to see what they do. Now, there are plenty of factors in, you know, GM's favor. The charging infrastructure is developing. GM Energy, which is how you might see some of their charging, you know, they're actually sticking their logo on some chargers and investing in charging networks themselves. You'll see that, the advancements in battery technology, possibly different government incentives. I don't know what's going to happen in November. Nobody does. But they'll all play crucial roles in shaping the future of GM's business. Now, let's get into how they have fixed
some of this Ultium stuff. So Ultium is the name of the joint venture between GM and LG. It was initially the name of the cells, but it kind of grew over the years. And I think it just is generally now the name of the platform, of the technology, rather than just, you know, the cells. But it really was that ramp up in the cell production that caused all of the problems. And they weren't massively open at the time. And I get that, because it's, you know, to a degree, market intelligence and things like that, and things you want to keep secret. And if you're struggling and you're publicly traded, you want to be, you know, airing all of your dirty laundry sometimes. But it really was the Ultium ramp up that caused so many of the issues. I think the big one, from the people that I've talked to around the industry, was the automation equipment supplier issues, specifically problems with what I think is an unnamed automation equipment supplier as a major cause of the delays. It really was just one domino in the whole thing. This supplier struggled to deliver the automation equipment on time, limiting GM's battery module assembly capacity. The Ultium platform represents a big tech shift for GM. As with any new and complex technology, there's always going to be unforeseen issues arising. Now, Mary Barra mentioned that ramping up battery cell production was constraining the output of the Ultium vehicles. It wasn't anything else. It wasn't, you know, the software. It wasn't, you know, retooling the lines the cars were going to be built on. It really was cell, and specifically module production, from all the, you know, from what I gather. And the joint venture, so it's called Ultium Cells LLC, and that was failing to scale the operations as quickly as they planned. It was really 2023, which was meant to be this big year for GM, and the setbacks definitely contributed to these delays. The transition to producing Ultium-based vehicles required significant changes within GM and their manufacturing processes. That's there's no doubt. And adapting to the new processes and optimizing them for scale definitely took longer than anticipated. I think there's also a complex supply chain issue and disruptions or bottlenecks in the supply chain, which cascades, but you go back to this, I think what was a big issue to do with the automation equipment around making modules, so much so that I think GM had to add manual module assembly lines as a stopgap measure to get some of the cars out there. And that, of course, slowed things down massively. GM was attempting to launch several EV models simultaneously in a really ambitious plan, and it all kind of fell apart. And I hope that they have that in the rearview mirror by now. By the looks of it, they do. All the things that the company have been saying recently, they're no longer cell-constrained. These factors combined really to create a perfect storm in the Ultium platform production, with a prolonged struggle. They've actively been working to address this issue. Engineering teams have been deployed and solutions have been implemented to sort out these production rates, and it does seem that the worst is over. So congratulations today. It's their day in the sun. They deserve to celebrate the hard yards they've put in. I think Ford will be nursing their wounds a little bit and being overtaken. You know, GM being number two, almost a 10% market share behind Tesla in the US market, which is, you know, it is by far from being, like we were told, challenging for the number one spot in 2025. But it is a really important day for General Motors. And more importantly, like I always come back to and try to on this podcast, it's a good day for you if you want to buy one of their vehicles. And actually, over here in Europe, we have had some of the GM vehicles. I think they're just starting to drip feed them into certain countries, and they're making a return to Europe as well. So I have a vested interest. But really, obviously, it's the US market in North America where they've got a big job to do, but a great day today for all those people involved that have certainly been through the ringer. General Motors' performance in the EV market during Q3 this year marks a big milestone in their electrification journey, and they're right to have their moment, celebrate today, get back to work tomorrow, because there's so much more to do. But with record-breaking sales, growing market share, and a diverse portfolio of EVs, I think they've finally started to deliver on many, many, many years of promises. Although it's probably still too early to say, you did it, Mary. You electrified the entire automobile industry. Well, that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening. Hey, I always love to hear what you think of these little special shows that we do. I find it interesting. I would do it anyway. I would sit and read for a couple of hours about GM, the history, remind myself of stuff all that I've done on the podcast. And so, I mean, I might as well just sit down for 20 minutes and just have a chat with you about what's on my mind and If I've missed stuff today, then let me know. You can join up to the Patreon platform as a free member, by the way. You haven't got to give me any money, but you can be a free member on Patreon, patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Once you become a free member, I think that at least gets you in the front door. Right, it gets you, you know, commenting on the podcast. It gets you voting on the polls and the surveys and stuff that I do. Some of the stuff remains locked, I think, unless you become a paid-up member. But that's a great way to have a conversation with me, rather than, you can do email if you want, which is hello@evnewsdaily.com. But then everyone can see your, you know, your comment. I can reply to it. We can have a chat. It's always nice to get some of that feedback. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you soon, and always remember, there really is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.